And maybe even tears. Shirley Temple was done.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Tomorrow is Labor Day, and although labor or work, although work is a four-letter word, it's not the four-letter word in the way that most people, when they say a four-letter word, are referring to. It's not a dirty four-letter word. One of the things that we will have, many people will be off work tomorrow. Some people will be on work, are working. Many of those who will be working will be making extra money tomorrow. For some people, you'll still be working, but you'll be working around the house doing the honey-do list or taking care of certain things that you need to take care of around the house. But we're going to look at the Bible and see what the Bible says about work, or some of what the Bible says about work, because it really is an exhaustive word. It's used in many places throughout the Bible. In fact, if you search for work, various variations of the word work, you will find over 700 references in the Bible. God even works, and we read about that from Psalm 8, where the creation is God's work. God even works in each one of us as well. One of the things many people believe that work, that if Adam hadn't sinned, that we wouldn't actually have to work, that we would actually be able to get our sustenance without working. But that's not true. God in the garden actually gave Adam his first job and gave him a task to work. And in Genesis chapter 2, beginning of we'll read verse 15. It says, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to tend and keep it." So Adam's first job was to be a gardener. If you've ever had a garden, you'll know that it is work. Certainly God has created the power in the vegetables and the seed. It's amazing. You can plant a little seed, and it's amazing to see what shoots forth from that. It's also amazing that you can, with many plants, take clippings and put them in water, and roots will grow, and you can create a new plant out of an old plant. It's really amazing the power that God has given us, and certainly there's a lot more work to gardening today than there was prior to the fall. But that's really what happened. Prior to the fall, man still did work. Adam had a job. He was to keep the garden, but it wasn't quite as difficult. In fact, after the fall, you'll see one of the curses is that work is now more difficult. We read in Genesis chapter 3, after Eve had sinned and Adam sinned as well, in verses 17 through 19, we read this. "Then to Adam, he," that is God, "said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, From dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And here we see some very key lessons and key principles. First of all, personal responsibility. Now, if you look at this passage and you read this chapter, one of the things you'll see is really probably the first instance of the blame game. You see that Eve sinned. She listened to the serpent and she sinned. And then she encouraged Adam to sin. And what happened was Adam pointed the finger at Eve and blamed Eve. And Eve pointed the finger at the serpent and blamed the serpent. But they were both personally responsible for their actions. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. America has enjoyed peace and prosperity like no other nation. 911 showed us how vulnerable we are. America turned to God in prayer. Churches were filled on weekdays. The NFL canceled games. Republican and Democrat congressmen prayed together. How quickly we forgot God, though. This 911, let us humble ourselves and pray. Seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, so that he might hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC
solves computer problems. This is Brian Longworth with A Faster PC. We're here live, ready to answer your computer questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC live technical support is able to help you right now answer your questions and help you be able to resolve your computer and technology problems as well. So this is something, hey, we're here ready to answer your questions and ready to resolve your computer problems right now. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. 1590. You can get your computer and technology questions answered. You know, it's not just about computers anymore. People have phones, smartphones, tablets, smart thermostats now, smart TVs. And, you know, we've talked about a lot of that. Have some, and we use the technology as well. So not only do we actually, show you or talk about this stuff, we actually use the technology. So this is where we can actually help you resolve your computer problems and your technology problems as well. So give us a call here. 772-340-1590. Well, we had a caller to the show this past week that, he wasn't a caller to the show. He listens to the show, and he called our office at 772-878-5978. And he wanted to know, he heard us talking about making computers faster and wanted to know what that all entailed and really what, how much it would cost. And, first of all, we need to know, and I explained this to him, we need to know why is your computer slow? Because in a lot of cases, we're doing this, we've talked about this, upgrading computers to SSD drives. It just makes a phenomenal difference in performance. I mean, so much difference. If you remember, if you were around and used computers at the time when you had dial-up, well, one of the things that I heard is that once you go from dial-up to high-speed internet, you'll never want to go back to dial-up. Well, that is the way it is with an SSD drive. Once you use a computer with an SSD drive, it is so much faster. It is ridiculously faster. And so, this is something that definitely, in many cases, will resolve those computer problems and speed your system right up. But, we still like to do a diagnostic. We like to look at the system. We like to see what is causing it to slow down. Why is it slow? And we did a remote session with this particular customer. His hard drive was slow, and his computer would be faster with a faster hard drive. But one of the things we found is that he had a significant amount of CPU utilization and RAM utilization. So, and these were from programs that were likely malicious programs, programs that really shouldn't be installed on the computer. And I'm not sure how they got installed on the computer. And one of the things he was complaining about was these ads that were popping up. Well, lo and behold, the ads were coming from one of the two programs that was using up a lot of CPU and RAM capacity. So you have, let me just explain the terms that we're talking about. When we're talking about a hard drive, we're talking about permanent storage. So whether it's a platter hard drive or an SSD drive, we're talking about where your operating system is stored. We're talking about where not only your operating system is stored, but also we're talking about where the various programs are stored on your computer. And when you turn your computer on, a certain portion of your hard drive is pulled up from the drive into RAM, which is temporary memory. And certain programs are loaded into RAM. And as you open programs, those are loaded into RAM. So the RAM is a temporary memory, and everything you do on the computer is done in RAM, but it's accessed from the drive, from the hard drive. And data, files, pictures, videos, music, documents, anything that you have on your computer that you're accessing, that's all pulls up from the drive. When you load your browser, and what is a browser? A browser is what you use to browse the web. Chrome is an example of a browser. Edge is an example of a browser. Firefox is an example of the browser. They all have profiles, user profiles, that store information about your settings. What website do you want to go to when you start the program? What plugins do you have installed? Where, what sites have you been to? If you have saved usernames and passwords, which if you listen to this show, you know that we always recommend that you never do that. It's not safe to do so. We can talk about that, and we have talked about that, but we can talk about that more later if you'd like. But we recommend you don't do that. But if you do that, it is saved there. If you have bookmarks or you know, some people in a lot of browsers are called bookmarks today. They used to be called favorites. But if you have those are stored in your user profile. Again, the sites that you've been to, if you've been to sites that have cookies and put cookies on your computer, which are small files that help the sites track you, those are things that's a part of your profile. Well, your profile is loaded when you open your browser, and the profile can be very small or it can be fairly large. And we've seen people that have fairly large user profiles. So when they load up their browser, it takes a little bit of time, especially if you have a plot or hard drive. But all that is being pulled from the drive into RAM. And then you have the processor, the CPU. That's what everything that happens on a computer is mathematical calculations. It's actually, believe it or not, it's all ones and zeros and mathematical calculations. And guess what does the mathematical calculations? The CPU does the mathematical calculations. So one of the things you can do, and one of the things that we did with this particular customer, I'm going to switch over to a full screen here, and I'm going to go into, let me see, do I have it? I don't know if I might have closed it out. Okay, I actually didn't close it out, but if you look here at my task manager, right now I'm using up 59% of my CPU capacity, using up 59% of my RAM capacity, and hard drive is 1%, pretty low. Occasionally the CPU will spike up. Right now it's at 83, 88, so 90. And really, typically I like to restart my computer before doing this show, and it would be a little bit better if I restarted my computer. You see, I do have Chrome open, which is using some CPU. The reason I have Chrome open and the reason I didn't restart is because I actually have a chat with Microsoft or a support case with Microsoft where I'm trying to solve a problem for a customer, and I don't want to close that out, so that's why I didn't restart. I want to be able to get back to that and be able to receive feedback and whatnot. But typically, and I'm also streaming this show right now, and when I'm streaming, I'm using more CPU than normal. But if I weren't using a lot of CPU, or if I weren't streaming right now, it would be rare, and for my CPU, really shouldn't be up this high if I weren't doing things that are CPU intensive. And the thing is, this particular user had malicious programs that were doing malicious things, including providing pop-up ads to sites that are likely malicious, and doing so while using high amounts of his CPU and his memory. So although a SSD drive would help him out, his biggest problem was that he had these malicious programs on his computer. So that's what our recommendation was to him, was to get rid of those malicious programs. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are back. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And you know, this is what we do here at A Faster PC. This is what we do here on A Faster PC Live Technical Support. We are working to resolve your computer problems, to help you and to educate you so that you can know more and be able to be better equipped to answer questions and resolve computer problems. One of the things that, you know, we were just talking in the last segment, and by the way, as always, if you have a question and it doesn't fit in with the topic that we're talking about, it's okay. you're the director of this show. If you want to talk about something else, if you have a different question, then give us a call, 772-340-1590. It doesn't matter. It could be about the subject we're talking about. It could be about a different topic. As long as it's related to computers or technology of some sort, we can help you out. You know, there's technology in a lot of things today, including, we've had customers that have brought in their, these automatic vacuum cleaners. You know, some of those are smart. They'll actually connect to the internet, and you can kind of direct them on what you want them to do, and so there are a lot of things in the house today, in businesses that are smart devices. If you have an Alexa speaker, if you have a Google speaker, if you have Apple has some smart devices. If you have a Ring doorbell or another camera system in your house or another smart doorbell, these are all examples of technology. And we see these happen. We see these being used in homes. We see them being used in businesses as well. And in fact, I was the other day. Some of our businesses and some of our clients give us keys to their business, and I needed to go into a business, and I didn't have time to get there during the day when they were open. I had a key. I went down there. They needed some work done because their Amazon Alexa speaker wasn't connecting because a range extender wasn't working. So I got there, and I actually installed a new range extender for them. But as I walked in the door, lo and behold, they had an alarm system that they hadn't told me about. And so I'm in the door. I walk in the door. The alarm system starts going off. I'm like, okay, what's the code? Because they didn't tell me they had an alarm system. What is the code? So I start looking through my notes, boot on my computer. I'm sitting down in the lobby looking through my notes. All of a sudden, the director of that office starts talking to me over a camera that's in the lobby, and she says, "Just walk over to the keypad and press these keys, and it will turn off." So she could actually on her phone from her house or wherever she was, she could see first of all that the alarm had gone off. Secondly, she could see who was in the building. And she could determine whether this was actually a threat or not. And when she saw that it was her trusted computer technician, she knew it wasn't a threat. So she was actually able to communicate with me audibly without giving me a call. And by the way, the police didn't have to show up. It was really a smooth transaction. She just told me what I needed to do, and she probably communicated with the alarm company and let them know that everything was okay, which is why the police didn't show up and knock on the door. But if that had happened, we would have dealt with that. I remember years ago, our kids used to push the panic button sometimes in our business, and all of a sudden the police would show up, and they'd be on high alert, ready to take down the burglar. And the burglar was a little 3-year-old that had pushed a button because he was playing or she was playing. So, but anyway, there's a lot of technology today, and a lot of these devices, including the security systems, are connected to the internet. And so, if you're interested in discussing any of that, definitely give us a call, and we can help you out with that. One of the things that I did talk about a little bit last week, and we did have a caller that called in, was talking about, and it was either last week or the week before that we had a caller that called in talking about smart TVs and actually cutting the cord. So when we're talking about, and one of the things I like to do on this show is explain terms. And I know that some of you are very familiar with all the terms, and it might seem a little bit boring, but let me tell you, there's a lot of you listening that have no clue when someone says a smart TV or a smartphone or a tablet or some of these terms. You have no idea what they mean. And really, there's a lot of terms to learn. And there's even a lot of terms for us to learn as technicians. And constantly there's a new acronym. There are hundreds and if not thousands of acronyms to learn. And so we try to explain so that everyone listening can actually know. So what a smart TV is, it's a TV that first of all connects to the internet, and it has some sort of operating system in it. Similar to a computer, but not as sophisticated as a computer, but it's designed, it allows you to be able to play certain TV device or streaming, to stream television programs through various providers. And one of the biggest providers is Netflix, and Netflix is a major, of course, they provide a lot of movies. They started out as you would subscribe to Netflix and you could get two DVDs shipped to you every week. And then you would watch them, you would ship them back to them, and you could get other DVDs. Well, then they went to a streaming, you could do streaming in addition to that. And then they went just streaming. So you don't get the DVDs anymore. You just stream. And you have to have a smart television, or you have to have a television that has a HDMI port, and you buy a Roku device or a Amazon Fire Stick or a Apple TV device. And these are devices that you can plug in to an HDMI port. You have to select that port to be the port that you're watching television from, that the TV is connected to. And then there are various apps that you can use in that device, whether Roku is the leading device. In fact, there are more Roku TVs that actually are smart TVs that have the Roku operating system built into it than any other brand. They are the leader of the pack in streaming television and smart TVs, and also the devices. And Chromecast, by the way, is one by Google that you can also watch it can do some smart stuff as well. But one of the things I found first of all that Roku has more capabilities and is easier to use than the others, especially if you're looking at doing something like streaming from your computer to your television. And you can do that. You can also use the television as a big monitor. I was in a customer's house this week, and I know some of you listening might be able to relate to this. As you're getting older, maybe your eyesight's not quite as good as it used to be, and you might want to have a bigger monitor. Well, your television, especially if it's a smart TV, probably is capable of being a monitor. Obviously, you couldn't use it as a computer monitor and watch TV on it at the same time, unless you were splitting the screen and watching the TV from the computer. But we do have some customers that actually are looking at their screen on their TV because it's bigger and it's easier for them to see. But anyway, back to smart TVs and streaming services. We have mentioned a little bit about some of the devices. And one of the things with Roku, they have their own channel. And with their own channel, we mentioned this, talked a little bit about this last week. But with their own channel, you're able actually to watch certain television shows and movies for free. A lot of times they'll have ads, and that's just something that you deal with, because you are watching it for free. You're not paying for the service. There are services that you can pay for and watch certain things without ads. There also a lot of the streaming services have ways that you can fast forward through the ads if you're watching the show recorded. So there's some really great content out there, and you may want to check that out. And you can actually get a device, a Roku device, and connect it to your network We have some customers that are actually having us do this. And, of course, we've shown you how to do this on this show as well. But right now, we're going to the lines. We have Thomas on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio and live technical support, Thomas. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for taking this call.
Good morning.
I have a local antenna. I have cable.
Yes.
The antenna to pick up local channels.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how to add those other papers, the local channels in.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a good call and a good question here. So Thomas has an antenna, and he wants to connect this into his television. So most of the antennas are going to have a output through HDMI. So HDMI is a particular port. Most newer televisions have multiple HDMI. A lot of them have three HDMI ports. So you might have HDMI 1, HDMI 2, HDMI 3, and on your television remote control, if you still know where it is, because not everyone knows where their remote control is, but you probably have a select button, and that will, or input select, or it might say input, it might say select, it might say input select, but anyway, with that remote control, you can actually toggle between inputs. So you'll want to have, there typically is a box that comes with the digital antenna, and that has power. And you'll want to turn that on, have that connected to the television through an HDMI cable, and then you'll want to change the input on the TV until you see something coming on from the antenna. And you can actually, if you don't have that remote, because again, a lot of people lose their remotes, there is a button most likely on your television. You might have to feel on the bottom or on the sides or maybe just on the back, just real close to the sides or real close to the bottom or real close to the top. There typically is a button that'll turn the TV on and off, and there's another button that will toggle between inputs. And with some of these antennas, you can get a lot of channels. And this is, by the way, totally free. You have to buy the antenna, of course, but you don't have to pay for the television that you're watching. And we have one customer, or one, and he's actually a friend also and a neighbor. He actually got one of these antennas, and I was talking to him about it before he bought it, and kind of pointed him in the right direction. And I told him about putting it outside. He'd get really good reception if he put it outside. Well, you know, he has a two-story home. His wife's not crazy about him climbing up that high. So the people that sold it to him said, well, try it in your living room. And it's a pretty big antenna. But he's got this in his living room, and he's picking up a whole bunch of channels. He's picking up Fox from West Palm. He's picking up CBS. He's picking up NBC. You can get a lot of channels through these digital antennas. And, of course, you know, some antennas will get more channels than others. We have some customers that are picking up channels from Orlando or from Miami. If you have a good enough antenna, you can do it. But, again, it's going to connect through an HDMI port, and then you're going to toggle between that and any other device that you have connected to the HDMI port. Of course, if you only have one, then all you need to do is get it selected, and you'll never have to change it again. But if you have a Roku, you can toggle back and forth between the antenna and the Roku, and lots of different ways that you can actually watch television, some of it for free. When you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves right you do, and we are back ready to continue answering questions, including Thomas, who is still on the line. I know Thomas has a follow-up question, so Thomas, sorry that we didn't get all of your questions answered. So go ahead and give your follow-up question.
Okay, sir. That's it again. Okay. When I go to have final things, but I go to TV. And I can't get anything. How do I add the channels? Mine is not a HDMI.
Okay, so your television doesn't have HDMI. So what you'll want to do is look at if your television doesn't have HDMI, look at the back of the antenna and see if there are any other sometimes there's RCA. Or coax. If you have RCA or coax on the TV, then you can come out of the and you also have that on the antenna box. Then you can connect to the television that way. Now there is also, back when televisions and smart antennas first started coming out, Most TVs, when they first started coming out, weren't compatible with the smart digital antennas. So they had actually converter boxes. And the converter boxes, if you could probably, even call WPSL Swap Shop in the morning and say, hey, I'm looking for a digital antenna converter box. There's probably hundreds of people listening to that show that have one in their house that don't need it anymore because they have a newer, smart TV. They don't need that anymore because the new TVs don't require it, but the old TVs required it to get that connected to the TV. And there's probably a whole bunch of people listening that have one that don't even know what to do with it and would love to get rid of it. And you might be able to get it for free or for a few bucks. You might even check thrift stores because, when people are getting rid of things, they get rid of things sometimes through the swap shop and sometimes through thrift stores. And those are two good ways to do it because that box will be able to connect to the antenna box, and it also will be able to have a coax cable going out of it that can go to your TV or another RCA RCA cables that will go. And RCA will have two cables for audio and one for video. The yellow will be for video, and the red and white will be for audio.
Right. Okay, but what I'm saying is it's the old antenna where you screw it together. It's not the HDMI. I have HDMI port.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you screw
into the antenna, the old antenna.
Okay. Yeah, so you're going to be, first of all, you're going to be limited on what you can get with that, and you may want to think about getting a smart antenna, a digital antenna, because these digital antennas, the one that my friend bought, he probably paid $40 or $50 for it, and he gets a whole bunch of channels. And the way they're designed, if he put his outside, he would get even better reception and more channels. Each channel, the way they're set up, each channel, you get about five channels with each channel. Now, some of them are in different, like Spanish, you know. Typically, there'll be one that'll be Spanish, one that'll be for kids, one that'll be for teens maybe, one that'll have oldies, and then you'll have the main program. Like if you get the Fox channel, you'll have the Fox channel, but you'll also get several other channels and with that. And you know, so you may want to think about that. Of course, you know, the analog, you're going to get some TV. I mean, tomorrow we're going to have, tomorrow will be the 911 anniversary. I remember 911 21 years ago, I watched in our store on a rabbit ear antenna. I watched the second tower get hit by that plane. So, you know, this is something that definitely, I mean, you can do it. Typically, you're on your TV, you switch it to, I believe, channel 3 maybe, and then you can get that, you can get the feed from the antenna, but it is, for just a little bit of money, you can have a lot more television through a smart digital antenna, and you can probably, you know, look at your TV and see what ports you have on the TV, and hopefully you have a HDMI port. And if not, if you don't have an HDMI port on your television, then you can go with one of those converter boxes. Some of the old Roku devices also, and there are people that have old Roku devices. You might be able to find those on the swap shop or at a thrift store also. But some of those old Roku devices not only have HDMI, but they also have some of them might have coax, but they're also going to have RCA cables as well, some of the old ones. So, and you know, the older TVs, even TVs going back to 10 years or 15 years ago, a lot of those had at least one HDMI port. So you might want to think about just getting a smart TV, because you'll be able to watch. I know you can get Fox News real easy from here, and really, really most of our, and I know depending on which station you're listening to, if you're listening to WCNO, it has a really large range, but even people that live in Fort Pierce can pick up Fox News from West Palm on a digital antenna, or, you know, not Fox News, but the Fox broadcast channel. And again, with that, you get a whole bunch of other channels. Now that we're in football season, you'll actually be able to watch NFL football games, from that Fox feed. If you have a really good antenna and you get good reception, you might be able to pick up CBS as well. And especially if you're more in the southern area, a little bit closer to West Palm, you can get that a little bit better. Or again, if you have your antenna outside, you'll get better reception as well. But a lot of these antennas also have the ability to rotate. So the Fox antenna is going to be, in one location, but then the CBS antenna is in another location. You can actually push a button and the antenna will rotate. And when the signal starts getting strong for that station you want to watch, you stop the rotation. So, really, it's you know, the antennas are very inexpensive for, you know, if you think about it, if you were to go out and sign up for a streaming service, you're going to pay, most of the streaming services are $50 to $65, $75, $85. You know, my parents are even paying $90. They have been. They're about to stop paying that much for DirecTV stream. $95 a month. For less than 1 month of the cheapest streaming service, you can get a smart digital television antenna, and you can connect that to your TV, and you can watch TV for free. Of course, it's only the local channels, but you also get, you know, you can get, I know when we had one, we didn't have it outside. We had it just in our attic, you know, so it was going through the plywood and the shingles and all that, and through whatever trees were out there. But we were able to get Fox. We were able to get Home Shopping Network. We were able to get several different channels. And we don't currently have that system in place. We do have a streaming service that we're using. But, you know, if we weren't using that streaming service, I mean, there have been years where we've watched the World Series on digital antenna. We've watched the Olympics on a digital antenna. So, you know, the NBC station's a little bit harder to get for some areas in our listening area, but you know, you can still get it. So maybe just think about that. Think about some of the antennas. I know you can go to Amazon and get the antennas. You can go to Lowe's and get the antennas. You probably can get them from Walmart, Home Depot, you know. And one of the things that's nice about buying it online is you have the ability to read reviews, and you can read, you know, well, maybe this one isn't the best one to get because a lot of people had problems with it, but some other ones are, you know, and again, the technology has just increased and expanded and improved so much that you can really get a lot of television channels. And again, my friend, and he lives on Easy Street in Indian River Estates, and you know he's kind of in a little bit northern. You know, it's north of Port St. Lucie, not quite as far north as Fort Pierce, but he's able from his living room, going through all of his interior walls, he's able to get quite a few channels. And is not having to pay for any, you know, streaming television service.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Thomas. And hey, if you're out there listening and you're saying, you know, hey, I'd like to, you know, maybe check out some of this streaming service. We had a customer that called us this week that said, you know, I don't understand this streaming, but I want to stream. And he had a Netflix subscription, but there was one channel that he was interested in. And so he asked and he said, you know, can you help me get this one channel? And we looked up some ways that he could get that channel. And he found even a less expensive way to get that channel. And he's getting a Roku device, and he's either going to get it or we're going to get it for him. And he's going to have us come out and install this, and so that he can actually watch this one channel. And there are certain, many of the channels out there, you can actually subscribe directly to the channel. If you're into, you know, Disney, well, Disney has a subscription. If you're into, and they have various levels, that some of those include ESPN. If you have Amazon Prime has video, some of it live TV, even with some of the NFL games, some of the Thursday night games will be on Amazon Prime TV. If you have Prime, your smart TV doesn't have the Prime app built into it, you can get a Roku device or an Amazon Fire Stick or an Apple TV, and you can install the Amazon Prime app, and you'll have to log in with your Amazon username and password, but you can actually watch television that way as well. And as I mentioned in the last segment and also last week, a lot of free content is out there. A lot of channels have free content, and you can download the channels. I have a friend that came from Milwaukee. He's able to watch some of the news from Milwaukee, not live, but he's able to watch some of the recorded news clips from the Milwaukee stations because he installed their app on his Roku television. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Labor Day Sermon. Work isn't a dirty four-letter word. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. America has enjoyed peace and prosperity like no other nation. 911 showed us how vulnerable we are. America turned to God in prayer. Churches were filled on weekdays. The NFL canceled games. Republican and Democrat congressmen prayed together. How quickly we forgot God, though. This 911, let us humble ourselves and pray. Seek His face and turn from our wicked ways so that He might hear from heaven, forgive our sins,